Humanity's Fire, Book 3, The Ascendant Stars, by Michael Cobley, read by David Thorpe. Dedication. For my dad, Michael John Cobley, still in the game, kicking and scratching. What Has Gone Before? Book 1, Seeds of Earth. In Book 1, the discovery of the lost human colony world of Darien set off a chain of events, unveiled mysteries, political sparring and assassination. The Earthsphere ambassador, Robert Horst, arrives on board the cruiser Heracles, as does High Monitor Kuros, a senior official from the Sendruka hegemony. The hegemony is a vast stellar empire, allied with the human-dominated Earthsphere. Both have their agendas, yet it is the hegemony's plans which prove the more ruthless. On Darien, archaeologist Greg Cameron's work at the ancient Uvovo temple site on Giant Shoulder is disrupted, first by an assassination attempt, and later when his uncle, Major Theo Carlson, appears with Robert Horst, the Earthsphere ambassador. Horst was framed for the murder of the Brolturan ambassador, and when Carlson and Horst take refuge in a newly discovered chamber beneath the Uvovo temple, an ancient guardian awakes, seizes Robert, and transports him away. On the forest moon Niviesta, Catriona MacCready finds herself forming a telepathic link with Sagrana, a vast and millennia-old entity which inhabits the interwoven ecosystem of the continent-wide forest. She comes to identify with the forest, strengthening the bond with Sagrana and helping the humanoid Uvovo natives when several hegemony mercenaries try to infiltrate the depths of the forest. Chell, or Chelluvahar, is a scholar of the Uvovo and a good friend to both Greg and Catriona. He undergoes a ritual whereby Sagrana gives him strange new abilities and tells him to prepare the Uvovo for war. From ancient myths, he learns that the Giant Shoulder Chamber houses an enigmatic device called a warp well, an ancient forerunner weapon which defeated a savage enemy many millennia ago. The warp well would provide access to the lower levels of hyperspace and much faster travel between the stars, an advantage that would make the hegemony's already formidable war fleets invincible. While events unfold on Darien, Cao Chi begins his journey to Darien. Cao Chi's people are the descendants of those brought by another of the three original ships launched from Earth 150 years before. Their world, Pyre, was seized by a Sendrakan corporate monoclan which ruthlessly mined and stripped it of its resources. A few hundred colonists fled in a handful of ramshackle ships, eventually finding refuge in a star system home to a race called the Raug. When news of the discovery of Darien reached the Raug's orbital city Agmedra'a, the Raug, hosting these human descendants, also decide to send emissaries, and soon Cao Chi and a Raug called Tumakri are on their way. During their twisting quest, Tumakri tragically dies in an ambush, and Cao Chi joins forces with a sentient droid called Drazuma Ha. Evading a group of combat drones, seemingly trying to kill them, they are instead captured by a human smuggler terrorist called Corazon Talavera. With Drazuma Ha's aid, they manage to escape in a terrorist shuttle, leaving Corazon marooned on a semi-hospitable planet.